Scenes of a united Ethiopian Orthodox Church after weeks of tension and unrest. Visuals like this one in Addis Ababa are a show of strength for one of the oldest Christian bodies in the world. The crisis began when a group of rebel bishops created their own assembly in Oromia region, saying they face discrimination under the church's current system. They say their culture and language have been consistently ignored by the religious hierarchy, accusations the church leaders have denied.
A set of Oromo archbishops and bishops who broke away from the Orthodox Church, and then the Oromo regional government was actually helping those breakaway bishops essentially take over the Orthodox Church and put their people in place.
Violent protests followed between supporters on both sides and security forces. The church says at least 30 people have been killed in a week, and access to social media has been widely restricted. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has asked his ministers to stay out of the dispute. The government issued a ban on church-led demonstrations meant to oppose the breakaway movement. But religious leaders describe that move as a declaration to destroy the church.
This is a really difficult situation for the prime minister. His political base being in power has primarily been between the Oromo, which is the ethnic group he comes from, and Ethiopia's largest ethnic group, and the Amhara, which has dominated the Ethiopian Orthodox Church.
With more than 36 million followers, the Ethiopian Orthodox Church has been around for centuries, with a vast religious, cultural, and political influence. For now, tensions have de-escalated, but further divisions may fuel more conflicts that threaten to extend well beyond the church. Katia Lopez-Odoyan, Al Jazeera.